Still, you will see that God is not some abstract ideal, but a way of describing the living wisdom at the very heart of our deepest self. May your life be touched and transformed as you read this beautiful book, and may you in turn touch and transform the lives of everyone you meet. With all my love, Michael Neal, best-selling author of The Inside Out Revolution and The Space Within. Prologue, Tears of the Soul. April 2005. I am in the long, narrow galley kitchen of our house, listening to a track of soulful music and preparing dinner for the kids before they get home. A profound feeling of peacefulness washes over me, as if wholesomeness and well-being are coursing through my body. I feel deeply present, profoundly calm. Suddenly, I have a flashback of a time not long ago, a time when I was so depressed, so hopeless, so engulfed in despair and pain. I almost drop what I'm cooking. I sit down on a kitchen chair and start to sob uncontrollably for what seems like a very long time. "I am sorry, Terry. I am so sorry," I keep repeating to myself over and over. "I wish I could have helped you, but I just didn't know how. I'm so sorry." Weeping on that kitchen chair, with all the smells and sounds of the family's dinner bubbling around me, I realised that throughout my years of depression and difficulties, I hadn't known how to do better. I am thunderstruck by the depth of this insight. I had done my best. Had I known how to help myself more, of course, I would have. But I didn't. And so ensued many dark periods of anguish and sadness. My self-apology is not because I feel guilty or because I've let myself down. I'm simply experiencing the deepest empathy with myself. I'm crying with and for the Terry who underwent so much suffering. And yet there is nothing depressing about these tears. The version of Terry I'm crying for is no longer here. She is no longer me. I'm letting go and saying goodbye. My weeping is coming from such a deep reservoir of healing. They are tears of catharsis, tears of compassion, tears of connection. They are tears of the soul, of my soul. I would never have imagined I needed to heal in this way. It was so spontaneous and unexpected, but it was exactly what I had required. If this healing episode had not occurred, perhaps I would have looked back with regret and said, "I wish I hadn't gone through that," or, "It's too hard to talk about." It is because of my spontaneous crying session that I no longer reflect on my life with guilt, pain, trauma, shame, regret, or other negative emotions. Rather, when I consider the tough times, I see them merely as what I needed to go through then. What has happened to me is the journey I needed to take. There's a resolution, an understanding that my challenges were right and fitting. Sitting alone in that kitchen, there was a wondrous moment of catching a glimpse of clarity in the stark light when I saw everything with perspective and compassion. I saw my part in it all. Everything made sense. This is the power of the mind to heal. It offered me an unbidden experience so that I could move on. It does this without us needing to try or even knowing how to do it. Because we don't know how. But that's just what the mind does. I had unknowingly touched a place of higher consciousness. From that time onward, anything seemed possible. I had entered a space that I now know is the origin of infinite possibilities, of pure potential. It exists before we construct our barrier thinking, thinking that tells us who we are and what we can and cannot do. We unwittingly use this thinking to box ourselves in and close ourselves off. But this universal place of higher consciousness blows the lid off our boxes. It allows us to be so much more than our made-up personalities and limiting beliefs. That day in the kitchen was testament to how the mind can elevate us if we let it do what needs to be done. It was an immense, perfect, exquisite moment. A short time ago, in my role as director of the Innate Health Centre in Northwest London, I underwent training for our organisation's new website. I was thus introduced to the back end of a website for the first time, a learning experience that was staggering for two reasons. Firstly, I never knew there was such a thing as a front and back end of a website, nor had I ever considered this was how a website was constructed. The front-back-end explanation was novel to me, instantly